Joining me in the Catalyst studio today is the executive director of Creative Pinellas, Barbara St. Clair. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
So I understand about last fall, you stood up an incubator.
Yeah. It's an arts business incubator for nonprofit arts and cultural organizations in Pinellas County. It's located on the campus of the former Gulf Coast Museum of Art, which closed, I believe, in 2008. It's right next to the Botanical Gardens and Heritage Village in an area called the Pinewood Cultural Center.
Right. And I guess first, there's kind of a fun history to how you ended up there. It's almost like, staked your claim Old West style, where you saw some land and you kind of squatted and then they let you.
That's a little more romantic than it was. So the campus and the building were really being underutilized, and there was an opportunity for Creative Pinellas to move into the office buildings. Code enforcement was there in the administrative buildings of the former museum, and they were moving out. So I think what's really important to know about where Creative Pinellas is right now in the incubator is that it's on a campus that was designed for the arts. So there is a beautiful museum facility with a 10,000-foot gallery, just beautiful natural light, really architecturally wonderful. There's an auditorium, there are some classroom buildings, and then there was the administrative offices. The county was using them as best they could for county services. So they had code enforcement was there right next to us on the same campus as EMS. So the county was focused on how do we get some value out of these buildings. Code enforcement was moving. I don't even remember exactly how I got wind of that. Creative Pinellas was growing and we needed an office space. And I reached out to the county administration and said, what would you think about Creative Pinellas moving into the administrative building? We need some office space. And the county's local arts agency, we're a separate nonprofit, but we are focused on the county and we're partners with the Board of County Commissioners. And the administrator said, tell me how that would work. And I thought about it a bit. And he was like, you only have 3 or 4 people working for Creative Pinellas and there's 12 or 14 offices. What would you do with all that space? And I just kind of scratched my head and I didn't know where this came from, but it just sort of popped out, I said, we could open an arts business incubator. And he was like, how would that look? And I was like, let me write something down for you. I'll give you some information. I'll put something together. And that was just me saying, the idea came right out. Now I have to figure out how to fulfill it. So I put together a plan and I created a financial structure of, how we could get some rents and what the rents would be. And I modeled it on some very successful incubators that are in the area. And I pitched it to the county and they were willing to let us try. And so we moved in last summer and we're a little bit delayed launching the incubator, mostly because of things like Hurricane Irma, but we officially launched in October of 2017. And now we have 8 nonprofits with us.
Wow.
And we offer a slew of programs. We have something going on all the time. And we're doing exactly what we said we wanted to do, which was create an environment that there's an opportunity for collaboration and learning and cross-pollination. It's very exciting.
So the nuts and bolts of, have you been getting the word out about it? How do people apply? And then what is the selection criteria? And then once you're accepted, sort of what are the terms?
All right. So we do a lot of marketing. We had an open house April 27th, I believe it was. We had probably about 300 or 400 people. Our most successful marketing, not surprisingly, is word of mouth. So people who are in the incubator talk to people they know. And so a couple of people we've gotten directly just from an email blast or social media, and a couple of people we've gotten because of referrals. Those who are interested can go on our website, creativepinellas.org, and there's an expression of interest for the incubator. And there's some criteria you need to meet, 501c3, live in Pinellas, arts and cultural, at least in a primary focus. And then we come in and we invite you in and you tour around and we talk. And if it seems to be a good fit, then we invite you in. And we request a certain amount of volunteer hours every month. We request that you're in your office 8 to 10 hours a week because we want to make sure there's opportunities for collaboration. We offer digital marketing lab. We have business consultants there. We have all sorts of mentoring opportunities and arts activities, and it's pretty dynamic. And people who are there are telling us it's making a difference in their success of their organizations.
And when you say be in their office, then this becomes their headquarters for a lot of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can come to the Arts Business Incubator under two different structures. You can be a key holder and then you have your own office, or you can be a coworker. So with the people who have their own offices, we want to make sure that the building is full of life and vibrancy, and we have snacks and coffee. And one of the nice things in it, if you're not in the nonprofit world, this might not really be obvious, but where do you go to have your board meeting? It can be a real struggle for nonprofits to find places to have their board meetings. So if you're a coworker with us or an office holder, you can schedule your board meeting in our great boardroom. And then the energy that you would spend trying to figure out where to have your board meeting each month or each quarter, you don't have to worry about that because you have a home for it.
And the initial term is 3 years?
It's year to year, but we have an agreement for a nonprofit who's in the incubator that you can stay for 3 years, because we want it to be an incubator rather than, you know, just an office space you get for a good price.
Wonderful. And I guess one other thing worth mentioning, separate but interesting, is you have a podcast through Creative
Finance. I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I interview artists or people involved in the arts community. I think we've done about 50 of them. Most recently, I did a podcast with Lady Hubbard, who was here as an artist, a writer in residence through Keep St. Pete Lit. I also did a podcast with Xavier Cortada. It hasn't been edited yet, but that's in alignment with a show that we're opening at the gallery. Xavier Cortada is an artist who I would say does his work at the intersection of art and science. He's very interested in climate change and sea level rise, but also physics. He was at the CERN Institute, the Super Collider Superconductor Particle Accelerator, working with them on some art to express the Higgs boson particle. So he's just a really brilliant and exciting artist, and he's going to be showing in our gallery from June 29th through September 2nd. So I've done a podcast with him.
What's the name of the podcast?
It's called Arts In.
Arts In.
And you can listen to it on creativepinellas.org. It's also, I believe, on iTunes and some other podcast places.
Wonderful. Well, that was, you know, a little bit of an aside from the incubator, but I thought it was worth mentioning. So We'll be excited to continue progress at the incubator. And you know, I think you're about 6 months in or so, 8 months in, and maybe we can check in again at the 1 year mark and see how the nonprofits are doing.
That would be excellent. I would like to add one thing to that.
Sure.
Because associated with the incubator is that we are now able to program arts programs in the gallery, the former museum, which is really beautiful. And we also have an auditorium that we can do panel discussions and presentations in. And so we're really bringing that whole campus back to life. The incubator was the step one, and it's a tremendous asset for Pinellas County. And we're very excited that we're able to have some things happen in that space that support the arts and cultural environment here.
Wonderful. Thank you.